Hi, my name is Fanny Hadiwinata. I was born in Indonesia and I was raised there until around my mid-30s. So around that time, my husband and I, with one child at the time, we had a big dream actually. We wanna, as a young family, we were dreaming to, let's say, provide a better future for our children. So we started to find a way, and then long story short, we were migrating to Australia at 2008. On Australia Day, I still remember that day vividly. At that time, our son was 5 years old. So soon we enrolled him at school, and then not long after, we get notified from school that we should find out whether he has an autism or not. So that's my first introduction to the word of autism, because 18 months after that first red flag was raised, we got the formal diagnosis that he has an autism. Actually, as a mom, at that time, if I was looking back, it wasn't surprised me, to be honest. As a parent, you know, when you see your child, like something wrong with him, but I just couldn't tell. I couldn't find the word what it was. He was just funny, strange, whatever you call it. Like he didn't have any meltdown when you have with kids in autism in general, like what people think autism is. Like you have a kid who throw a meltdown 15 times a day. He wasn't. He was in the opposite. He was very quiet. He was like living on his own world. But, you know, it's just not right. Like he's more like adult than a child. So when he was start talking, he wasn't even had a speech delay. So he started talk when he was 12 months. So it's just like the right age to start talking for a toddler, right? But the way he start talking is not bubbling at all. So he start talking as a complete word, like a very formal word. I can't really explain in English, but it's just like, yeah, instead of using a smell of the rose, he said a fragrance of the rose, which is like, wow, where did he find that word from? Anyway, it's quite funny, but yeah, when we had our journey here, all the assessment with the professional, I knew that it's actually a red flag for a toddler if they didn't do that, you know, all the milestone babbling and then all those things. Anyway, so before we move here to Australia, so I mentioned before, I was already mid-30s. Our life back then, well, I might say, well, my husband actually said I live as a princess, because career-wise, we were a bit settled back then. Like soon when we finish uni, yeah, I start to build my career, this and that. So when we started our life here in Australia, it's like in an extreme point. We reset our button to the starting point. We start everything from scratch. We sold our house. We sold everything there. It's kind of like one-way ticket. There is no point of return for the sake of our big dream. But looking back now, I think it's just the journey our life meant to be. Maybe it's because our son's condition. Because if we didn't move here, that the life will be different. Because autism back then, 15 years ago, in my country, in my hometown, was something that people really don't talk. We don't put that in a like a family gathering conversation. It's a stigma that if you have your child with autism, it's just like, no, we don't want to share that. You just keep it behind our closed door, something like that. So, yeah, it's just meant to be. We move here and then we start our journey with autism. So, but back then, 15 years ago, like as a beginner here, it was extremely hard, let alone the diagnosis, like a bomb drop. One day it's just like, yeah, welcome to the autism world. It's just like we didn't know where to go. We don't know what's next. Even my first question to the teacher when we opened the letter, just like, is he allowed to go to school still? And the teacher just looked at me, of course, like, but it was a genuine question. Is kid with autism still can do school as other kids? Anyway, yeah, it's just a journey. And then we didn't really share to our family again because it's not something that they want to hear. They don't want to hear about that. For them, I'm talking about like my extended family. It's just like, autism is an illness. Like, are you looking for a cure? Something like that. So instead of giving ourselves pressure, I didn't really get my husband involved in this area. It's just because I want him to be focused to be a breadwinner, to put the food on the table and to put the roof over our heads. So I was like doing this all by myself. So I was trying to find a support outside the school. The school was amazing, but I still need, you know, like mentally support me. And I was finding it from the like Autism Association, and it's a support group for as a carer, as a parent of kids with autism. So yeah, I was learning, I was searching for support because I knew back then that Australia has a support system. But again, I didn't know how to get in there. I don't know how to navigate there. So those things is just completely a new world for me. It's not easy, but at the end of the day, I would say it's so worth it. That's why fast forward to 15 years now, my son finished school. He's in a very good situation. So he was ended a special school at support center, we call it here in Perth. The decision that I think one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. Because of course, as a parent, sometimes you're still in denial. Autism is not disability that really obvious. You can't really tell. Even so many people, when I told them my son has an autism, and they said, really? I can't see that. Like, it's funny, but like, no, yeah, of course you can't see that because it's in his brain. It's just the way his brain works. But he struggles, especially in social skill. Like, he couldn't sit more than 50 minutes in the classroom. And then his sensory is so overwhelmed with so many things. Like, the noise is too loud. The smell is too strong, which we couldn't even tell that. We couldn't even notice it's that hard for him. Anyway, so we decided to send him to Ed Support Center, which is smaller setting. And even like, I still got that look until now when I told them my son went to Ed Support Center. Like in their mind, maybe it's for the kids who really, like, if I might say, severe disability. It actually not. So since he was there, he's just blossomed. I think it's just because his need was met. So it's the best place for him. So when he was year 11, the school was trying to find him a work experience. And then from the program that they have, he was like apprenticeship. And then he was starting one day at work, 2 days, and now 3 years, after 3 years, finally he got his permanency from that job. And it's a big company. I can say the name, I think, is an Australia Post. So they really have the program for people living with disability. It's amazing. It's just amazing. It's always give me a goosebump whenever I attend their event. Like they really believe that even people living with disability, there must be something they're good at, and they always look for their strength. So yeah, my son loves his job. Now he works 5 days a week. And then because he's a young man with lots of energy, so he joined the music. He's everything about art. So he's painting, he draws, he's playing guitar, he's singing. He's doing a rapping once or twice. So yeah, he's the autistic brain. And then what I can do is just support him. So again, along our journey, we were trying to find something that really suit him in his life, which is music. It's just not easy because not music teacher, if I may say, understand that word. But again, it's there. Be patient enough to find it. It's there. So many support, so many music group or social skill group, whatever your children's interest is, they're always available. So, and we're lucky enough finally to find one, now two groups that really he enjoy playing with. You can say a band that he has his friend, his mates playing every Saturday, and then having a gig here and there, like real professional musician. And then they're very proud of that. I'm very proud of him. But again, it's never an easy ride. I think it's just the life is. That's why when he finished school, I think it's just beginning of the year, I had a thought that I want to grow as well. So I was searching, I was researching, and thanks to the social media, the power of internet that brought me to introduce me to KIN, one of the nonprofit organization working with advocacy for people with disability. And then they welcomed me right away. And then now I'm one of their ambassadors here. Just basically my role is exactly what I want to do. It's just like introducing in my community about people with disability, how the support system here, how to navigate the system, the current system here. We call it NDIS. For some people, it's just like an alien. What is that? But yeah, it's there. It's for people to get the support from. But yeah, again, it's just not comfortable for some people. But I think I'm here. Now is my journey to get more involved with KIN. I found people here are amazing. And then, yeah, I hope for today onward, I can do more for people with disability. Thank you, everyone, for listening to my story.
This has been a JM Podcasting Services production. Link in the show notes.